Beyoncé's unleashed a social media cyclone.
You better call Becky with the good hair.
Who is Becky with the good hair? No, we're not talking about the woman who unleashed virtual cat claws when she posted on Instagram, good hair, don't care. She now says she is not the woman who supposedly had an affair with Beyoncé's husband, Jay-Z, the subject of scorn in the new album Lemonade. No, our next guest says the real question is, what does Becky with the good hair mean? Rebecca Thomas is director of The Mix, MTV's daily news blog. And Rebecca, this supposed Becky says she and her daughters are being threatened now. You say her critics are missing the point. What's the point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that people were, you know, quick to turn this into a kind of whodunit. You know, who was this person who dared to come between Beyonce and Jay-Z? But I felt that people were kind of overlooking the significance of the phrase good hair.
Well, remind us, we've done segments on this. What does good hair mean to Black women?
Good hair, it's a really loaded topic. I always say it's not about, you know, good hair is not about a good hair day for Black women. It's really about a history of separation, and where we even now have numbers for the hair, 4C, 3C, all kind of descriptive ways of labeling the degrees of kinkiness or the degrees of Africanness of the hair. And what happens is the texture of the hair takes on a kind of emotional meaning that dates back to slavery.
Well, remind us of that. This is when slave owners would separate and isolate the women who had the lighter skin and the straighter, good hair to be in the main house.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Those women, girls, were often the product of relationships between a white slave master and his slave. And those children often were born biracial, lighter hair, lighter skinned. And for whatever, for myriad reasons, those children were often raised in the house, waiting on the mistress of the house, afforded opportunities, sometimes better food, better clothes than slaves who were in the field, who by definition were typically darker skinned with darker hair.
And so they were less than. They were darker and kinkier and less than. Well, you quote the authors Ayanna Byrd and Lori Tharps, who say that Blacks have now internalized this concept. You were explaining yourself. I mean, I want to ask you more about that. Really, you know, somebody might say of somebody else, oh, she's a 4C in talking about her hair?
Yeah. You know, there are positive and negative connotations. I think there's been the kind of 4C, things like that. That's been a part of a movement to reclaim a love for your natural hair and that texture. So we're giving it labels. What often happens, though, is that you'll find that there are threads of women who struggle with, well, I wish I wasn't. I wish mine wasn't so kinky. I wish that I was somewhere else on that spectrum.
Well, and then we also hear the debates. Oh, I've heard it. I'm white, African-American friends. Oh, I wish Michelle Obama wouldn't straighten her hair. I wish she'd let her girls have their natural hair because the processes are so painful and they want to discourage their own young daughters from, you know, going through those processes, claiming their natural hair. So this, you know, this is an ongoing conversation. What do you make of Beyoncé using it?
If anyone, you know, who's watched the film and not only listened to the album, but actually watched the film that accompanies this Lemonade album, she's in a place that we haven't really seen her before. She seems to be really exploring these topics, talking about Blackness, and she's taken on an activist streak that we hadn't seen her with before. So, I mean, what I make of it is that she's really joining a conversation that we've been having, but with someone with the size of the platform that she has, it's only been refreshing, enlightening, and I think people were hungry for that from her.
So does that mean, though, that when Beyoncé shows up with her completely straightened, it's probably some of it extensions, 3 feet of hair, that she's diminishing Black women? I mean, what does that mean for Beyoncé going forward?
my hope, at least, is that we eventually get to a place where these are choices that we're making because they make us feel good, whether you add hair, whether you go natural. You know, I talk about the big chop in the post as well, which is just kind of like cutting off all the processed hair, right? Yeah. The idea is that it would be great if it wasn't so loaded eventually. So a lot of this comes from, right, years of Black women trying to assimilate and trying to be seen in the culture and in society and not be seen as less than. And our hair has been kind of a tool for us to do that. And it would be great to get to a place where it didn't matter so much.
Didn't matter at all. Rebecca Thomas, director of The Mix, MTV News Daily News blog, on her thoughts on Becky with the good hair. Rebecca, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
By the way, Rebecca says good hair is a man thing, too. Chris Rock made a documentary after his daughter asked, "Daddy, why don't I have good hair?" Oh, and Rebecca usually goes by Becky, but she told us maybe not for a little while. We'll link you to her writing at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
You're trying to roll me up. I'm sorry.